Sundance Institute, Senator Hammer, $5 million one-time ask. 10 minutes, go ahead.
I don't even know if we'll need the full 10 minutes. But thank you, committee and chairs. Just to take a minute, next to me sitting Pat Mitchell, the chair of the Board of Trustees of the Sundance Institute. I was here earlier asking for a restoration or continuation of the current level of funding for Sundance, and here we're asking for something more and something slightly different. What I'd like to just say in brief before turning all the time over to Pat is, you know, 30 years ago, Robert Redford and some others started the Sundance Institute and Sundance Film Festival. Over those 30 years, it's grown to be one of the, I think it's the number two independent film festival in the world. It is one of the worldwide things Utah is known for best. It's a jewel that Utah has in its current culture and cultural climate. We talk about film, we talk about film incentives. This is not a film incentive per se, but it does absolutely support film and support film in Utah, but it does it in a way that generates a very good, if I can be crass and say, return on investment based on tax dollars. As far as looking for things to support out of the state, I don't know that there's many things better to support for the state of Utah than the Sundance Film Festival and Sundance Institute per se. What this request is about, like I said, 30 years ago, this started as a small little idea, I assume from Robert and some other people getting together and saying, hey, we should do something here with independent film. 30 years in, torches are being passed to the next generation of leaders within this institute. Despite having the second largest independent film festival in the world, we are not Hollywood. And what this request is about is helping the institute put down very permanent roots in Utah, such that as that torch is passed to the next generation of leaders, it doesn't leave. And it's here permanently, it's here forever. And I think that has merit. I think this organization and has just done so much for Utah worldwide, and I think it's something worthy of our support.